More on a story that my colleague Solveig Wasved looked into this week. The St. Paul School District is investing more than $4 million over 3 years in an approach to discipline called restorative practices. It's supposed to prevent bad behavior, improve the mood at school, and get students to take ownership when they do something wrong. Solveig Wasved now joins me in the studio. And you spent time, Solveig, at Murray Middle School in St. Paul, which you were telling me beforehand is one of six schools in that district that started using restorative practices last year. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so good to be here. So St. Paul teachers, they pushed for this new approach to discipline when they were doing their contract negotiations 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that was because at the time there was a lot of turmoil over school discipline in St. Paul. Many of our listeners might remember that. And so these six schools, they started using this new approach last year, like you said. And I visited Murray over the course of a couple weeks just to find out what it actually looks like in the classroom and how it's going. The first day I was at Murray, I saw restorative practices in action. There were two students who'd been involved in a bullying incident. The problem had actually been going on for a while. According to a sixth grader named Liam, another sixth grader named Devin would bully him verbally in the lunchroom just about every day, and sometimes would shove him into walls in the hallway. So one of the two staff members the school has to lead restorative practices brought Devin in for a chat. Erin Dooley has this big whiteboard in her office with her schedule laid out on it. Suffice it to say, she's very busy. And these talks that she has with students are the crux of restorative practices. The goal is to get the students to talk about what they did. And then
we'll take that and we'll set that aside and we're really going to focus on a solution to the behavior, because that behavior is not who you are, it's what you did. And so we've got that aside. Now let's work with who you are to get to a positive outcome.
In the past, a student like Devin might have gotten a 1 to 3 day suspension. There is still traditional discipline like suspensions or getting sent home. Devin did get sent home for part of a day. But after that, he agreed to be part of a restorative circle. After he and Liam talked with Erin separately, they met up face to face. They each talked about their viewpoint on what happened. Devin says he wanted to meet up. Erin said Devin doesn't usually get in this kind of trouble, and it was clear that he felt really bad.
I took my anger out on him, and like all the time I just have flashbacks to what I did to him, and I still feel bad.
Devin said he was able to make a plan to deal with some of that anger in a more constructive way. And Liam said that he learned a lot from the conversation, too.
It's helping me, telling me how to, like, talk about things and not just let them happen, really. So this is helping me get to know why this person felt this way and how I could possibly help them in that way.
And in fact, when they left Erin's office the next day, the two boys shook hands completely unprompted. Liam said to Erin, "Thank you for helping us." But I couldn't help wondering, well, what if their plan didn't work out? In a sense, weren't we just sending these two back out in the hallway to try it? What if someone got hurt? So I asked Erin about that.
Well, and with the traditional system, they would go home for 1 or 3 days, and they would come back without any conversation about how it impacted people or what their place is in it. So either way, the students are coming back. With restorative practices, they're coming back with an understanding that they have a part in making it a better place.
That's Erin Dooley as part of Solveig Wasved's story there. And Solveig, the goal Erin talks to and points to does seem like a high bar. So what kind of resources are the St. Paul schools in the district there getting to implement this?
So each of those six schools got $150,000 last year to implement this. That was the first year. And that funding continues for them for the 3 years. The district is adding three more schools each year of those 3 years. So there were three more this year and three more next year. Okay. And funding increases. Like you said, it's over $4 million over 3 years. So that's actually a lot of money that they're committing. And with that money, Murray this year has two staff members, Aaron and a colleague, who go into classes. They help teachers get comfortable with dealing with discipline this way. They can help teachers run circle discussions with a whole class. And that's because it's not just when individual students act out. The idea here is to help prevent discipline problems in the first place also. So they want to get the whole class kind of invested in making sure everything goes right and get students to speak up and take ownership for helping with discipline. And that is obviously for many classrooms a huge change in yeah. the way that they've approached this kind of thing.
Now, one of the reason we know that St. Paul specifically started these restorative practices efforts was to reduce especially racial disciplines and disparity, I should say disparity, racial disparities in discipline. The suspension rates for Black students or Hispanic students, students of color, was so different than white students. So how have those numbers, how has it been working with this restorative practice?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, especially because we really only have 1 year of complete data at this point from those schools, you know, data from last year compared to the year before. And actually, most of the six schools that started last year saw an increase in suspensions the first year that they were using this. And some of those racial disparities you were mentioning did shrink a little bit, but others widened a little bit. So it's kind of one of those where, in my opinion, and many people have told me, not enough information to tell at this point from those metrics. District leaders say that it's, you know, too early to use those kind of data points to make some conclusions about restorative practices based on that data.
What other measures can they use to know if this is working?
Right. So another thing that people are looking at is referrals to the office for discipline. So students getting sent out of class. At those six schools, those numbers did drop slightly in that first year of the program. So that's an indication people are pointing to as more of a kind of an intermediate sign. And at Murray, for the month of October, they've had a steady downward trend from 2015 to 2017 for that month. Also, the school's restorative practices coordinator at Murray said that restorative methods are helping them avoid or reduce some of those traditional consequences. She tracks the conversations, and she said that she could point to about 30 at that point in October where that had happened. So the hope is that these impacts will start showing up in suspension data later on. The pilot program runs through next year, so at that point, you know, they'll come back and look at the data again and see what it shows.
Yeah. So remind, how long are those staff positions at Murray specifically, and then in the rest of the program, how long is that funded?
So that's funded through next year.
Next year.
And that's notable. When I was at Murray, I kept asking, you know, what's the plan? And the hope is that misbehavior overall will have reduced to a point where the rest of the staff can carry on the program without these two full-time restorative practices employees.
Oh, so the theory is they don't need those positions after a certain number of years.
Right. They're not supposed to be permanent, right? It's supposed to be to help implement the program, and then they gradually work themselves into obsolescence, as Aaron says. And I did talk to the board chair, John Schumacher, and he said, you know, he sees restorative practices, positive signs that it's working, he wouldn't commit to a specific amount of money after next year.
Let's take a quick question here from Al in Eden Prairie. I don't know if you know the answer to this, but Al, go right ahead. What's your question here for Solvay?
Yeah, thank you. My question is there going to be any follow-up with these kids over the next, you know, 3 to 5 to 7 years when I get into high school? I'm sorry if it sounds like if I'm being disrespectful, but it sounds like a little bit kind of kumbaya to me a little bit. So I'm just wondering if there's actually going to be some hard numbers at the end of the day.
Thanks for the question. Any thoughts there, Solvay? Do you know?
That's a good question, especially because it is just some of the St. Paul schools that are using this practice and not all of them. And that is something that people who research this practice have told me, is that it is really most effective when students see it consistently over their school years. And so that's something that I have asked whether St. Paul is going to consider rolling it out to other schools. And there's there's not concrete plans to do this kind of funding at other schools. I think there's a recognition that ideally, you know, if it works, it's a practice they want to take to other schools. But at this point, I haven't heard plans for exactly how that would roll out.
We should also note that the idea and concept of restorative justice or restorative practice isn't new.
No.
This is not something that just started when St. Paul and these six schools started it up. It's been around for a long time.
In many districts around the state, it has been around for a very long time.
I like that line in the story. It's not who you are, it's what you did, when they're talking about the specific incident. That was that was very interesting. Solveig Wasfed, NPR News reporter here, covers education. The story she did earlier this week also online at nprnews.org if you want to find out more information. Thanks so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Glad to be here. Thanks.